Hello, everybody. This is Before the Clock Out.
Hello. Today's been very stressful.
It has. It's been an angry day for some reason. I think the best part of the day was the rain, don't you think?
Yeah.
I wish it would rain all day long. It was a really good rain. I'm just glad that it's almost 4 o'clock, so. Even though I'm just going to go home and not do anything, probably. What are you going to do? Oh, yeah, you have that Roman candle fight, don't you?
No, I'm not going to do that.
It hurts. I'm not even going to lie. I remember when I was hitting the head. Right there.
I'm not going to do that.
All I'm saying is if you do it, wear that jacket you're wearing and cover your face. Because people can be jerks and they'll go for the face. What?
Algo que me enseñó un huevo.
¿Qué te enseñó?
No, pero le iba a preguntar, ¿cómo lo traes cambiar yo el huevo?
¿Cuándo?
Mañana.
¿Cuándo trabaja él?
En la tarde.
Si él dice que sí, pues sí. Yeah. Employees all the time wanting to switch, do this, do that. I mean, I don't know anymore. I'm giving up.
Bye.
Because it irritates me.
Why
do I... Oh, I thought you said why. I said because it irritates me. Why do I make a schedule then? If y'all just want to switch.
Fine, then let us make the old schedule.
Yeah, and then you give y'all selves hell hours and I get in trouble for it. Look at Damien. Such a good guy, don't you think?
Well, what happened to the picture?
Okay, guys, so Jose's trying to convince Damien to work in the morning. See? Just commit now, man. That's all we're asking is for your commitment. It's Lolly, man. Come on. You can sleep in when you die. Anyway, so what are you doing tonight?
I'm gonna go lay down.
No, you won't. Because you've got friends in town. Caleb's in town. You know you're gonna go home. You're gonna shower, get dressed, and you're done. So, yes? Okay, so tomorrow morning, come see Lolly and Damien. They'll be here at DQ with smiles on their faces. Even though you can't see them because of the masks. So, he's coming in at 4?
I'm coming in at 11.
Okay. Está bueno. Está bueno. John.
Oh. I hate you.
Huh?
¿Cómo está la cocina?
Yeah. Okay, so what was it that we were going to talk about today, the topic? I can't remember. Bueno, you were standing right there.
I remember. There's been a lot going on, David.
I understand that, Lolly.
Be like the freaking
ladies. Yes, there's been some rude customers today. There really has. 4th of July is supposed to be a happy day. Mm. Why isn't it?
Like, fine.
Why are you in a bad mood? You were just fine a couple of minutes
ago. My head hurts.
I understand. My head hurts a lot every single day, Lolly.
And you know what my headaches are? You.
You all heard that, folks.
I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm not going to say that because people will take it the wrong way, but I would do anything for any employee that I have. Let's just say that. And this is the thanks that I get.
Guys, he's just oversaturating.
I'm very sentimental, Lolly. You know that very well. And you don't take that into consideration when you're so, so mean to me.
Not even.
Okay, so on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how mean do you think you are to me?
2.
You really think a 2, honestly?
Yep.
I would say a strong 7.
Nay.
But anyway, so after this young lady gets back from Tennessee, I've contracted her to do some family photos for me and my family.
If everything goes right.
Yes, I guess so. I asked her how much she would charge me. She tells me, just give me whatever. I mean, I don't think that's the right answer. You need to just give me a price. I mean, and she says, but what if the photos come out nasty? I say, a lot of people have gone to restaurants, for example, paid $50 for food, and it's complete crap. I mean, that's what, if the pictures are not any good, I mean, I'm still going to pay you. You just got to give me a price. I don't think 20 is enough for a family photo session. Like, really.
Well, what kind of family photo session?
A Longhorn one.
But what else do y'all want to do in particular?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You're the photographer. You need to tell me what you're talking about, because I don't know photography language.
I don't know photography language either.
Well, you're talking to me in a different language.
Well, yeah, like, what specific things y'all want? Like, how exactly the theme?
So what you're saying is locations.
Well, yeah.
Okay, you got your locations. What else do you have?
What are we really going to wear?
I know there's going to be just, I think there's one or two poses that are going to be nothing but Longhorns. Wear clothes.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, some people take different clothes to take photo shoots. Uh-huh. So, like,
I mean, I've never done a the only time we have done a family photo was when we were for the All Lives Matters month. They took a photo for an article. It was when Zachary and Amaya were both little, like maybe elementary school. And Amaya maybe, she wasn't even in school yet. That was the only time, and it was just one outfit, so I don't know. Is there specific locations that you think are good, better than others?
I don't know.
I mean, because when I've seen some of your work, and I know a lot of them is at the Paisano, I think. Like outside. I've seen a few at the Paisano.
Paisano? You mean the Hotel St. George?
It looks like the Paisano to me. Yes, check them. I mean, I don't know. I feel like you're underpricing yourself.
What do you mean underpricing myself?
I mean, because you tell me $20. Like, really?
Well, what do you want me to say?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. I mean, so is anybody out there going to be at Vizcaíno tonight watching the fireworks or popping some?
I should take pictures of the fireworks.
Yes, you should.
Wow. No, I mostly did them in the school. You mean this one? That's in front of the courthouse.
Well, what's in front of the courthouse? The Paisano Hotel.
And the St. George.
Speaking of that, when does your bag come in?
Huh?
Your bag.
Tuesday. I did one on the road. I thought this one was cute.
Yeah.
It looks so vintage.
You see, I mean, your pictures are good. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, there's a Paisano.
They would be crappy, because they're not. Maybe in front of DQ.
Okay.
Really? You're just, wow. Work was a little, I don't know, I guess the frustration, yeah. I guess the frustration was what made it so busy for you today, right?
Yo.
I mean, as you can tell by the tone of her voice, she's probably still a little frustrated. But she shouldn't be. I mean, her day's almost over. Why?
I don't know.
I mean, you can't deny that it started out good because you had some Captain Crunch.
You're right.
So, I mean, I've been talking to Lolly for a little while right now. I have some big decisions that I have to make. life decisions, I suppose. So I don't know. It's gonna be I was hoping for a good day off tomorrow. I hope it doesn't rain because I'm gonna go play golf. And then I'm gonna come because Lolly's gonna make my lunch. Right?
What do you mean I'm gonna make your lunch?
You're gonna be working, right?
No.
Yes?
No.
Why?
I leave at 4.
I know, I'll be done before then.
I'm not in the kitchen, sir.
I think you are tomorrow. Who's in the kitchen then?
Well, he said John's coming in at 12.
Oh, so it's him and John. Yeah, but someone needs to be there from 10 to 12. Yes, Kiara?
Huh? Calling.
She's on the podcast right now.
She's on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, I guess, but I thought you'd be generous enough and make it for me since I requested you to. I think we're getting a special guest right now. Ruben! Hello. How you doing? Say hello to the listeners.
Oh, hello.
Oh, man, and it's Caleb. The return of Caleb again.
Part 2, Series 1 on Apple Podcasts.
I got some messages about you, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it because I was roasting?
No, it's because they liked your voice in the actual podcast. They think you have a...
I think I can sing.
Yeah. So how was your night last night?
Pretty good, but it consisted of like a lot of eating, and this morning was just
this morning or this afternoon?
This morning. I woke up this afternoon, but this morning was like a blur because I had to bring my friend here to work, and then after I dropped her off, I just threw up like frozen meals and Cheetos. Boy.
So when you threw it up, did Ed eat it?
No, Ed's in the cage. Ed will remain in the cage.
No.
Forever.
No, we put him on the bed and he started like gagging on us.
Lolly Sanchez abuses dogs. Take Ed away from her now.
Don't expose her like that.
Don't abuse him. You're the one that's name calling my dog.
He's a vermin.
She didn't know what vermin was.
She didn't.
And I asked him last night, he was like,
she was laughing at it too.
Because your laugh is funny.
Yeah, whatever.
What about you, Ruben? How was your night?
It was good.
Did you enjoy the fireworks? Because I
didn't.
Actually,
yeah, they were really... I liked them.
Really?
I really didn't like them.
They were all right. They were pretty
good. I'm going for video, so they're usually pretty tragic. That was
you usually, when you see fireworks, it's in flames, right?
In flames? Yeah, usually, I guess I'm used to fireworks, man. It's hot as fuck every day. It doesn't catch on fire.
So it's been a pretty frustrating day, man.
Why?
We'll have to talk about that off the air, but I mean... It was one of those days that... It was it was so frustrating
dude,
that...
even this fucking lady was...
It made it long.
Oh, I felt bad. I wanted Kim to come in with you. Because she said she was going to come in with you. And then I was like, Kim... 9:30. Yeah, I don't want burgers for breakfast.
Like, we didn't have burgers for breakfast.
We had Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch.
She probably still would have. Like,
I would have made her some eggs. We have eggs in the walk-in.
Eggs, pancakes, and bacon.
We have all that here.
So I should tell her. She's like, I don't want burgers.
We have Mrs.
Like,
Butterworth.
Bacon. I was like, there's bacon. She's like,
Y'all are stocked up here. That was like.
I like to feed my crew, man, when they're hungry.
Leave stuff for the next crew in the
morning
if you go to work.
Yeah.
He used to make
the true hero
of
Dairy Queen.
I like to
treat my... So what happened to your friend? Did she respond back to you?
Dude.
Let's talk about that.
Let's not talk about that.
Is it irritating?
It is irritating. It is stupid.
Is it her fault you were asleep?
Useless. No, but if... She could have called.
She didn't call?
She didn't.
What'd she do?
It was just messages.
That irritates me. No, who doesn't call these days?
If it's something very important, like you could have at least sort of called. Like if it's a full like 2-hour trip, you know, like now we're here and back, just because she didn't call, you know. And I was about 15 minutes late to reading these messages. Like only 15 minutes. Like I'm pretty sure you could have
turned around
in a parking lot for 15 minutes. You know, like figured something out. She knows my friends are literally DQ crew.
Did she come by?
Like, I scoped around all of the Big Stripe, Little Stripe, and
all the people that come. She's come from Presidio.
Yeah.
Then she would have been at the Big Stripe.
And then they didn't text until like barely, like an hour and a half later.
Wow.
And said.
Okay. This will be off camera. They will be seeing the screenshot.
Juicy stuff, people.
Juicy stuff, people. Juicier than a juicy fruit yellow stick of gum.
Wow.
But that...
I think she wanted to come.
Oh, I think so.
I mean, who really wants to come to Marfa? Really?
Who wants to be in Presidio?
I mean, I never like going to Mexico, so, I mean...
No, but I'm just saying how it was, like, completely useless how you're gonna, like, tell somebody, like, to have somebody, like, waiting on you.
Yeah.
So that, like...
We're here. We're doing the podcast.
And it was also pretty upsetting because, like, Mercedes called and she didn't want to go alone to Fort Stockton, so I was like, I won't go because I'm waiting on this chick. And I don't know what time she's gonna come.
Mercedes coming to cook for me.
And then she just dipped. Yeah, and, like, Mercedes...
Oh, so we're gonna have some action.
We're gonna have some action. You see, like, it, all of
okay,
this...
Should we end this podcast now, or should...
Forgive me, Mercedes. That is the final verdict. I don't know what else is going
to
happen.
So Mercy went to Fort Stockton alone?
Mercy
yeah,
called
Mercy
me.
Mercy wanted us to go to Fort Stockton, but we were waiting on Giselle. And then Giselle
Where's Mercy?
She's coming
right now.
Like,
from Fort Stockton
or from
her?
No, she's in town right now.
Oh, she's almost
time for her shit. I know, I was like, oh, shit.
She does coming up for?
Yeah. There's a lot of 4th of July drama going on today.
There really is. It's like the fireworks are...
The fireworks are really popping right now.
Fireworks are really popping. There was, might have been like a malfunction.
I'm so surprised they're letting the fireworks on.
Oh, and if y'all pop fireworks tonight, pick up your trash, please.
Please.
Seen a post on Marfa Group morning.
I'll show
the whole parking lot was filled with pop fireworks, and the guy literally was picking everything up. He had like a pile of fireworks.
Dumpster.
Trash.
Who is that?
Dumpster. Trash.
Who is that?
Dumpster.
But for real though, like...
Like really,
it's
I mean...
So hard
put
to...
in the fireworks, light them, once they're done, throw them away.
It's not even that.
It's not
like,
on fire though.
I've seen DQ cups. I've seen all types of litter.
I'm not even gonna cry. I'm not even gonna like joke. Like, they started catching on fire, and I was like,
why does it sound like that?
That's scary.
Oh, so...
so much clearer.
Wait, are we still on this?
Yes, you're still on. So, where were you parked last night? At the very end?
Well,
the very
we
beginning?
Were parked at the very beginning, but we were parked in the middle, because everyone else parked...
Like, I would, like, park right in front of where they were doing it.
Well, we parked... You know where the little speedometer thing is?
Yeah.
We parked, like, right across the street from that.
Let's go check up Amaya's story.
And I thought that's where we were. I thought we were at the very
Please
beginning.
Please don't.
But then we started driving home, and like, there was a lot of cars.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I low-key was going to...
Oh my gosh, she's so pretty. I love her makeup.
I was going to go to DQ after the fireworks for some ice cream, but I think Jessica would have been big mad.
Yes, so...
Where is she going?
That's when we were at the fireworks.
She's like...
I just can't... I can't watch her snaps. Why? It makes me feel weird.
Everyone add Amaya on Snapchat. At Unicorn Amaya.
At Unicorn Amaya, really?
I think that's her thing.
I think...
Yeah, but her name is spelled A-M-A-Y-A. 12.
Give her clout. Give her clout.
Down.
Yeah.
But don't be mad if she customizes y'all.
And then she... She got this... What is that palette's... Jeffree Star, is that what it is?
Ew.
She's throwing away.
Yeah, she's throwing away. She's
why?
Burn it.
Tell me why. What's wrong
Jeffree
with this person?
Jeffree Star is racist.
Is he?
It's a thing with Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star. But Shane Dawson's a pedophile. He's racist. And I think he just canceled him in general.
Okay.
But I think
it's going in the trash as soon as I go home.
Has a history of being racist.
Yeah.
Oh, and there are those two are behind the whole thing with Duke Charles.
Look at all who. Look at all them people cleaning. That's what I like to see. Kiara and Kim.
I thought John was cleaning too.
Is that John making ice cream?
No. Is it?
Yeah.
I can hear it all the way over here.
It is.
You think it's for the customer or for him?
For him.
You come think? Yeah. Dude, that dude was laughing to himself all morning long.
Oh, he just likes to vibe.
I don't know what kind of videos he was watching. Oh, he usually does.
Look, he just came in.
Uh-oh. And she's walking like she big man.
Fuck.
Oops.
Oops. So, oh, Ruben, what are you doing tonight, Ruben?
I don't know.
No big plans?
No.
Mercedes in the house!
I'm surprised
you.
I made it. I literally just pulled up from coming from
Fort
Stockton.
Oh, for real?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I was taking the texting machine of my mom because the phone is fucking retarded.
Why, what happened?
She forgot it.
So, who's getting it tat? Your mom?
Mm-hmm.
There?
In Fort Stockton?
Yeah. Wow. So, how was your night, Mercedes?
Lonely.
Lonely? I feel you. I need
to. Kim in the house too.
I need to speak with you off the air.
Lonely.
About something.
Kim came in snapping.
Lonely.
Kim, we have a little story about Kim today.
What happened?
Okay, so.
Was she? Is it because she was wearing someone else's mask?
No.
Lonely.
Okay, so I ordered food for me and Lolly. I didn't ask them if they wanted anything. But, you know what? I bought Kim a pizza. Kim, what did you tell me?
I don't want it.
Oh,
and I bought her Cheetos, hot Cheetos. And what'd you tell him?
No.
It looks like you cheated.
Well, I had to.
I felt bad.
I don't see a problem.
I felt bad.
I don't see a problem.
And I was going to share with Kim, but she was like, ew. That's disgusting.
Yeah, Kim doesn't like buffalo sauce.
Okay, special on
they still have buffalo sauce here?
Yes.
They discontinued buffalo sauce.
Just like
that.
For
real?
It's tragic. Yeah.
So we have
okay, what? Speaking of Subway, what's wrong with that Neria lady?
Oh, shit.
Why can't she say drumstick blizzard?
You're mean.
No, why? I'm asking you because she says dumpster.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
She doesn't.
Yes, she does.
I'm gonna ask her.
Like, ask her. The dumpster? And I'm like, the what?
Okay, so they ordered a cake for tomorrow. I don't know for who, I don't know for what.
The dumpster.
But she ordered the dumpster blizzard cake.
Trash.
So I told them just to put shit from the trash can on it.
And the dead cat.
No, she meant drumstick, but she says dumpster.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
speaking of birthdays, tomorrow's Selena's birthday. Everybody say happy early birthday.
Happy birthday,
Selena.
Selena.
I don't know if she listens, but.
She probably doesn't.
I know, right?
Screw us. No, she doesn't listen.
She's pulling a double tomorrow.
Oh, wow, that's rude.
You
I thought she had the day off.
And then you wouldn't change anything.
I know.
Hey, Meg.
Nah. I hate
that.
Nah. Forget all y'all. I saw the one that Damien sent, making me the new Peter Griffin.
Well, no, that's worse, being your wife.
Lois.
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 Oh,
you're
Dean.
Oh, my
gosh.
What was
Selena?
Who's Meg?
Oh, Meg?
Was it Kim?
Oh, Kim was a dog. She said
Kim was Brian.
Brian.
But who was Meg? I think it was Brianna.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm still waiting.
Chris was Selena.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for that meme True Love.
No.
Jose?
Jose and Kim.
Did anyone tag you in a post?
I paid
no.
Webo.
Webo! I paid him. He's not going to do it.
You paid him for what?
Not do it.
To clap?
No, to not.
Not clap.
Did you pay him with V-Bucks?
Yeah. Well, no, I can't because he doesn't play, so.
Oh.
I just paid him with money.
V-Bucks.
Wow.
It worked.
Did you really give him money?
Yeah, because all you're gonna do it. No.
The Facebook audience wants to see that.
I don't care what they want.
You should.
I don't care what they want.
They pay your paycheck.
And?
Huevo!
Half the time they just want a refund, so what are they paying?
I know. So you were just exposed.
Look at the picture of Jose and Kim.
You're live on the air, so just admit what you admit.
Bye, bye.
Phone call.
Oh.
Wow.
So y'all are dating?
We're not dating.
That's what
oh my god! Was that the. Look at this girl blushing.
She's jealous.
She's like, I'm. Wait, who?
She's jealous that we're paying you and Jose.
sad, but no. He wants to be paired with you.
Oh.
Damien and Huevo?
Damien and
Huevo? I
mean, Huevo and Damien? So what is it?
I'm sorry, I threw it.
What is it, Ruben? Is it Kim and Huevo or Kim and Jose? Who, if you had to pick somebody, who would you
Kim
pick?
And Ruben.
I would pick Kim and Ruben. Well, because she's like more of like older. She likes younger guys.
Okay, well then tell me this. Would you ever date her?
No.
Yes. Yes, you would.
No, given the fact.
No.
You would never ever date her. Why? Out of these three girls, who would you date?
Myself.
Huh?
You're not a girl.
What's up, Kimberly?
Not yet.
I'm a stallion.
Yeah.
You are a stallion.
I slept with him
and he like, yes.
I know they all have good qualities.
Listen, I asked Ruben if he wanted to change like his body parts. He was like, ew.
Are you done, Kiara?
Did you go?
You can go.
Did you know that other way? There's my girl.
Y'all knew this?
Yes.
What?
That's how you get. What's it called? Implants?
Yeah.
You get that little squishy thing.
You're talking about
the implant?
So yeah, that thing.
No, I'm talking about the milk.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that. But back to the
like
question.
The ducks.
If you had to choose one of these three girls to be with.
I couldn't choose in front of them.
I mean.
Don't you be choosing Dairy Queen. How may I help you?
All honesty, my opinion only, I see you with Kim.
Okay, go ahead and pull up. Thank you. Right? I always
I honestly
that.
See you with Kim. Y'all would make a good couple.
They always act
couple.
Like lovers, right, Mercedes?
Yeah, we love beating each other up.
It would be...
I don't give a shit. She knows I don't like her.
Oh, somebody's been exposed.
Becca knows I don't like her. Kiara knows I don't like her. Alexis knows I don't like her. And Kiana knows I don't like her. They know.
Somebody is throwing snap. Fireworks this 4th of July.
They don't have to
yeah.
I don't have to tell them.
You came to work with some fire tonight.
This is
I've been
no
on the road
beef.
For 3 hours.
I feel no sorry drama. For Daniel tonight.
Just
shut up.
No relationship.
Shut up.
Why?
You're mean.
What? Are you gonna
you know what he calls my dog?
Vermin.
Wait, what? Vermin.
Do you know what vermin is?
Vermin.
I think he slowly started listening to Vermin.
I'm not
gonna call my dog Vermin. Leave that alone.
Vermin. If for those of y'all that don't know, Ed is Lolly's dog. How many times has the dog been lost?
Just once.
How did you feel about that?
Oh, scared.
Were you at work when it happened?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't at work, but I came to visit Mercy.
Brianna.
Finished.
How are you feeling tonight?
She said hi, Lolly, and nobody else. She came in with the real fireworks. She said only one firework, Lolly, and that's it.
She came in on a wrecking ball.
Okay, you can leave. Thank you.
You can go. Kim, any big plans tonight?
Yeah, we've all got plans tonight. We're a throuple.
Shut up. Who? Who's we?
Me, you,
right, go ahead and
Lenny.
Thank you.
And Ruben.
Ew, can I have that other one? This one sounds like it's so muffled. Like, you get your shit.
That is such a cute couple right there, Ruben and Kim.
I'm gonna expose your pajamas. Ew, you sharp ass nail just like, scratched my arm.
Well, however you say that word,
you smell weird.
Like
vermin.
Yeah.
Wow.
A vermin.
A vermin.
She was like, "What is that?" And I was like, "Basically a dirty animal." And she's like,
"How rude!"
Well, because you didn't want to tell me yesterday.
Like vermin.
So why didn't you just Google it?
I'm washing all of the bedding right now because vermin has been on.
Hey, call him Vermin.
Vermin.
It's
and
Ed.
With hot water. So like,
it's
Ed.
I'm
going
to
wear my done, Damien.
Where's my salad?
Salad?
Look at them flirting.
I know.
Kimberly and Webb.
No.
I put
what
on
are
your,
you doing?
I put on your bikini top, Borita.
You did?
Yeah. It was tight. Y'all want to see it?
Wow.
Did you really take a picture?
You have it on?
Oh my god. Did you put the underwear too?
No.
The underwear?
I'm not that weird.
Look at me and you.
Yeah, I stretched it with my big old weenie.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It
It's terrible. The cups were all over the place.
You forgot to put the other one.
Said, yeah, well, I only put it for shits and giggles. I said, to a friend.
Okay, so any final thoughts, Lolly, on today? Any final thoughts on today?
What's going on, everyone?
Hey, I like Ed, but I just think he's super ugly. But he's cute.
All right, well.
Yeah. He's not ugly, but he's cute.
I guess it's time to clock out.
I agree with you. That's how I feel about him. It's time to punch
him. Anybody have any final thoughts? Any final thoughts for the listeners?
She has a chance now.
Happy 4th of July! And don't miss a Mercedes, please.
Pick up your trash when you pop by over.
Yeah.
And social distance yourself 6 feet away. Wear your mask.
There's some people that have corona.
Throw any trash where it belongs.
All right. Mercedes is in shop tonight. Come see her. Get some ice cream.
Don't come.
We got drumstick blizzards. We got chicken baskets.
We've got empathy, reality, and humor.
We have a dumpster blizzard.
Dumpster blizzard.
Josh, you're going to listen to this.
Watch us all like get killed.
All right, guys. Well, other than that, y'all have a safe 4th of July, and we will see y'all soon.
Spread love.
Spread love, not hate.